Last day in, first day back. I'm back. I've been out of the office for just over a week, and I think I've spent my time doing things that matter. I've spent time with my personal learning network, some with friends, and a massive chunk of it with family. Today, my head is clear and I'm raring to go, but I'm also mindful of the thinking and habits that can, in a blinding and effortless flash, undo all the good work that a week off has done me. I'm doing 5 things to make sure I can keep my Time Lord status and retain my grace and composure as I throw myself back into the day job. Number 1. My week starts on a Monday, not on a Sunday evening. Tempting though it might be to get ahead by sacrificing Sunday evening to my work, it doesn't necessarily make for a healthy balance, and I quickly feel resentful. I think that if Sunday night is a critical time for the business, then I should shift my working week around rather than make it longer. I treat Sunday evening as a bonus, a last chance to squeeze all the value out of the weekend, to sleep well and feel ready for whatever the week has in store. Number 2, I've prepared for my first day back and I did it on my last day in. That's why I can rest easy on a Sunday. I've arrived at my desk this morning with a neat and tidy page of priorities for the day and the week. I already have a plan, and I choose priorities over tasks every time. Number 3, I've booked a meeting with me. And to the exclusion of everything else, I've had that meeting this morning. I worked systematically to get back up to speed quickly with what I've missed, and I've adjusted the plan I set before my holiday to account for anything that's changed and anything that's new. I love a distraction, so sticking to the me meeting takes discipline. Number 4, success isn't measured by the deletion of emails. If your first day back involves a massive email cull, it can feel pretty pointless. What a shame to waste all that clear-headedness, fresh thinking and motivation. Working the way we do here at Clear Thinking means that there's rarely a backlog of anything. We each keep making progress in the absence of the other. We work on behalf of each other. We draft in extra help when it's needed. Do you have someone who can keep things moving for your team when you're not there? Could you find someone in time for your next holiday? Number 5, I've realised that control is an illusion. I admit that I have been a control freak in the past. I won't bore you with my symptoms, but now I've given up the fear of not being totally in control of the minutiae of everything, in favour of something altogether more constructive. Rather than worry about what I might have to face into on my first day back, I realise that whatever it is, however obscure and whoever is behind it, that I am not in control of it, but I'm more than capable of handling it. I'm smart and creative and agile, just like you are. And so I'm giving up control and I'm spending more time in the moment. Blimey, that takes the pressure off. That's my Time Lord story this week. What's yours?